The next thing we're going to take a look at is we're going to go to Golang Spec. And Golang Spec is the language specification. That's a place where you learn about the language. And I'm just showing you this. You don't have to go there. I'm just showing you this FYI. There are these lexical elements. Lexical is like language, items from the language. And we have operators, and we've been learning about these operators. We've been learning about plus, minus, multiplication, division, modulus. And we've learned about equal to, not equal to. And we've learned about greater than and less than. So we've been learning about some of those operators. That's pretty cool. Just FYI. So the next thing that we want to look at is we've got some operators, and we learned how to do comparisons. I think the next thing I'll show you is a for loop. Okay? You ready for that? No. Next thing I'm going to do is show you an assignment. So I'm going to let you look at that for a second. So if you go to this URL, you get to all this code. And I think that's a I, capital I. Let's put a capital I in and see if that's capital I. That's capital I. There's a lowercase I, there's a capital I, there's a lowercase capital L, there's a lowercase L. It's a capital I or it's a capital L. Those are exactly the same characters. But if you go to that URL, you'll get to all this code. So now that code's documented. And I'll actually take this and I will email it, put it in the link to this video, in the notes of this video down below, description. So now I'm going to change all this. So if you ever want to share your code, you just click share, and it gives you a link you could send to somebody. I'm going to get rid of all that, and I'm going to get rid of all this. And I just have this simple thing right here, right now. Well, I could do something new. I'm going to do A is equal to A plus 1. What is A? And I need to, instead of doing a short declaration operator, do an equal sign. So the short declaration operator, you use that the first time you create a variable. The equal sign is when you're just, because short declaration means declare this variable and assign a value to it. So declare this variable, this short declaration, declare the variable A and assign the value 42 to it. And so now let me just take you one step at a time. And now I'm saying assign the value 43 to A. A has already been declared. We don't have to re-declare it with equal, colon equal sign. All we're doing is we're assigning a value to A with the equal sign. So when I run this now, I get 43. So originally A was 42, and I could even do this. Originally A was 42, that's this print statement, and then I assigned the value 43 to A, and it gave me this print statement here, which is 43. And so that's the difference between the short declaration operator and the equality operator. And if we look at that Golang spec again, and we look at our operators, we see here that we have the short declaration operator and we have the equal operator. So you now know plus, minus, multiplication, division, modulus, greater than, less than, are they equal to each other, not equal to each other, short declaration operator, and just the assignment operator. We are assigning a value to A, that value is 43. Whoa. And then we print it out. So do a declaration, declare a variable with a short declaration operator, assign a value, and then just do an assignment to that same variable of a new value. And it has to also be a number, okay? You can't assign, if I assign James here, that doesn't work because this variable was created to store a number and James is a string and you cannot use a string as type integer, right? It's supposed to store an integer here. So when I declared this, it's created to store a number, so you have to store numbers in it. You can't assign a string there. But use the short declaration operator, use the assignment operator, and then print out both. Do that. Go!